Hi, welcome to my first podcast. It's called Blogging in the Dales, which is, I live in a village on the edge of the Yorkshire Dales, and it's a nice part of the world, and I thought I'd start doing a podcast to go with the blog that I've started to keep, although it's not much of a blog really, it's just a collection of my whatever amuses me. The strange sounds you can hear, the echoes and the noises, are really of me in my workshop. It's the end of the day on Friday, look at my watch, what day is it? 21st. And I'm just tidying up, ready to go home for a Friday night. And I'm a picture framer. And I'm just putting all my tools away. Spend the day down here, pottering around, which is what gives you the weird echo. Anyway, moving on. If you want to get hold of me, you can visit my blog, which is srs11.blogspot.com, or you can email me at srs11@hotmail.com. So what about it? It's been a cold day. Well, cold for me anyway. I listened to the Miller report and he talks about it being four above. Well, that's four above in old money. I don't do old money, I only do metric. But it's been a cold day. It's probably about 4 or 5 degrees C. And I walked down into the village at lunchtime to the post office to put some checks in and things like that. And I had one hand in my pocket and the other hand was holding my papers. And by the time I got there, I think my left hand had turned blue. So I'm not used to this cold. The hard part is trying to think of what to say. I know that I want to do this, but it's trying to put into words the thoughts that go through your head. And I was very conscious today when I was thinking of putting the podcast together was actually how often my head is empty when I'm working. It's really easy to just sit and listen to things and take it in. But I suppose after a while your mind becomes unexercised and you just absorb, but do you really think about things? And if you do think about things, you're probably not used to thinking about them out loud, which I think is probably the state that I found myself in. So this could, if nothing else, this could be just damn good mental exercise for me to start thinking out loud and trying to construct some thoughts and some arguments. I think I've probably come across 3 or 4 that from the UK, apart from the obvious one. And those 3 or 4 appeared once or twice and then disappeared again. So, I really don't want to be here for the one-off. If I'm going to do this, I'm going to be consistent, I'm going to keep going, and I'm going to grow with it. And as these ramblings improve with time. But if there are any UK podcasters out there, I really would appreciate an email, because it would be really cool to get some sort of dialogue going between us, and maybe even some sort of, I don't know, user group where we can just share ideas and thoughts. But if this thing is going to get any sort of momentum going in this country, we've got to start working at it and being consistent and professionalising our act. No, I'm no radio person, I'm no broadcaster, I'm no journalist. I cut wood for a living, I make picture frames. But it's going to be an interesting journey, and it's a journey that I want to do. I thought about doing this now since I first came across it about 3 months ago. And I listen on a daily basis, and I just thought, well, okay, let's have a crack at this. I thought about, hey, let's have a crack at this 2 months ago. And it's taken me 2 months to do this bit. So what am I doing and how am I doing it? Well, I've now moved slightly out of my workshop and in my office. And I'm recording this on my pocket PC, which is clipped to my waist. And I'm recording it through the freebie microphone that came with it. It's a pocket PC phone edition. So it's got a phone headset and microphone. So I'm just recording it on that as a WAV file at 44/100, 16 kilobits in mono. And then when I get home, I'll dump it onto my PC and edit it in, I've got Nero Wave Editor on my machine, so I'll edit it in that, and then encode it as an MP3. And it would be interesting to see what it sounds like, and just how dull I can be. It's not often you own up to being spooked, but I was working here the other night, and I gave myself a long day to do a job for a new local gallery that was opening. And trouble was, it took me 2 long days, which meant that I was a bit pear-shaped for the work that I was supposed to be delivering on Thursday. And I had to work late on Wednesday night. And working late on Wednesday night meant I was down here till 1 in the morning. Now, it was a very windy night. And the roof's rattling and there's all sorts of noises going on. And I got to 1 o'clock and I started hearing things. I thought I heard car doors outside. I thought I heard people. I just thought I heard stuff. And this is on a small trading estate, so there should be nobody here. And I got spooked. I got very spooked. And I don't remember the last time I got spooked, but I was seriously uncomfortable. To the point where I just turned everything off and I thought, I'm going. And I opened the door carefully, looked around to make sure nobody was around, jumped in my car, locked the doors and drove home. Now, I only live 5 minutes away. But I got in the house, closed the front door, locked it, and I went, I feel so much better. I spent the afternoon listening to, most days I listen to Air America Morning Sedition, and it's usually a couple of days late when it gets here. So the one I've listened to this afternoon is the one from the day before the inauguration, as they called it. So it'll be Wednesday's problem. And I think it's an amazing maybe a 3-hour radio program, but by the time it's edited down without the commercials, it's a 2-hour show. I think it's amazing in the fact that they are so strident in the politics, and they say things that I don't believe you could get away with saying. I mean, there's just nothing like that over here, and it's so anti-Bush, which has a certain empathy with. And I'm just, on the one I listened to today, they've been having a pop at Condoleezza Rice for a testimony before whoever it was, the Senate, on Wednesday. And the grilling and the humiliation that they gave on their program just made me think that perhaps something like that should go down over here, because I think we need that kind of attack. I don't know how long I'm going to make this be. It's probably going to be about 10 minutes, 15 minutes. If I get any longer than that, I've made a pear shift. I don't intend to resort to dropping music tracks in off GarageBand. You see, that's the Englishman in me. GarageBand.com, not GarageBand.com. I don't intend dropping any of that music stuff in. I just thought it'd be cool to spend 10 minutes rambling about my day and some of my thoughts. I've got 2 daughters. She's coming up to 16 and the other one's coming up to 13. And one of them wasn't very well yesterday, so she's been at home with her coughs and colds. And the other one has been struggling for a couple of weeks, but she's been going to school. And this morning, after she was coughing last night and then coughed so much she made herself sick, this morning I said, oh no, come on, enough. Stay at home, get better. So what happens? Elder daughter rings mother at lunchtime and says, I think I'm going to go and see a friend on board. No, you're sick. Younger daughter turns up here in the afternoon and says, I'm going to meet my friends after school on board. No, you're sick. I grew up, my mum, her attitude was, if you're not well enough to go to school, you ain't well enough to go out. And that's the whole day written off. And sadly, that's something that I've kept going. The one thing I haven't kept going, as I told my youngest this afternoon, was the other rule my mother had was, you don't go to the cinema on a Sunday. Why? I don't know. Perhaps the cinema was the devil's work, but you don't go to the cinema on a Sunday. So I didn't until I was well into my teens. And I think probably the first one I went to see on a Sunday was Alien. And I remember it was a weird feeling going to cinema on a Sunday. On a Sunday afternoon, in the afternoon, it was still light, and coming out, and I'd been to the pictures. She wouldn't have approved.
Right, I think I've done enough for the first one. Probably we're going to come out in about 10 minutes. So I'm going to go home for my dinner. I'm going to edit it down and turn it into an MP3 file and upload it, ready for whoever. If you are catching this via Open Podcast or any other means, you can find more details at srs11.blogspot.com, where you will also find buttons for the text RSS feed or the podcast RSS feed. You can leave comments on my blog, and of course you can email me at srs11@hotmail.com. It's been an interesting exercise to meander through the first one. I don't quite know what sort of feedback I'm going to get or how it's going to come out, but hey, it was worth doing. Until next time, keep on listening.
Power off! Let's go!